Neil contacted us. He's a Bradford supporter. He lives in Wales. He attends the University of Wales in Bangor. And he has does a 250-mile round trip every other week to watch Bradford play. And the 94-95 season was the worst season he can remember. Just for being dull, it was a washout, neither up nor down. He found himself immediately after that season in the summer at a place I don't know, but it sounds wonderful. And it's called Mother Shipton's Cave and Wishing Well, which is obviously...
Is in Knaresborough?
It's in Knaresborough. Mother Shipton's Cave. He's in the queue for the Wishing Well, and he suddenly thinks to himself, well, he admits he has been to Wishing Wells before, and asked for Bradford to do well, but this time he thinks he's going to make more of a bargain. As he throws his 50 pence in, he wrote, he said, I wish Bradford be promoted. For this, I will resign myself to remaining single for the rest of my life. Now, that is a very dread thing to say.
It is.
10 months later, last game of the season at Hull, Bradford triumph, they're in the playoffs. They lose the first game of the playoffs 2-0. They overturn that in the second leg. They go to Wembley. They go to Wembley anyway, of course, and they beat Notts County 2-0, and they are promoted. But between them winning at Hull on the first playoff, he thinks, I don't care what happens, I'm going to get legless all week. I'm going to celebrate the fact we had, this great end to the season. It's all to come. Something unexpected happens in that break. He falls in love. He meets an American woman who goes to the university too. They have the greatest time in the world. Throughout the playoffs, she's very understanding. They never apart from each other. It is fantastic. His life cannot be better. They've been promoted. Now he's got someone who loves him. But it is at this point, of course, that Mother Shipton's bony fingers start creeping up the well. 2 weeks, he says, to the day. To the day. Possibly, he says, it's too good to be true. But he remembers it as 2 weeks to the moment the referee blew the whistle and promoted his side. She suddenly turns around and says, I feel differently now. I've got to go home. I'm homesick. I'll go. It'll still be great. It'll be great. Our relationship. No, don't worry. It was all over. He knows because the Bradford got their promotion. Since then, he says he hasn't so much as even kissed another girl. They won't. No relationship lasts. Nothing happens. He knows.
Not even a snog was the phrase.
Not even a snog. Not so much as a snog. He says he could go back to the caves and ask for it to be reversed. But he knows if that happens, Bradford will have to be relegated, and he cannot countenance that.